At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility, with digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
TFA fam, welcome back in. Going to be hitting you with the Week 10 kicker and defensive streaming options for the week. Before we jump into it, I do just want to say these are going to be kickers and defenses that are available in more than 50% of ESPN leagues. If you have any questions on someone that might be available in your league that I don't mention here, go ahead and drop those in the comments below. We'll be sure to answer them. But with that out of the way, let's talk about the defensive streaming options first. Kind of kick things off with a game pairing here with the Bears and the Patriots. On the Bears side of things, despite Drake May making the Patriots offense actually watchable, it still lacks true weapons to keep you away from them in terms of streaming defenses against it. The Bears are top 8 in pressure rate and QB hurries, but are just middle of the road in terms of sacks with 20. They've been a little bit better at generating turnovers. They have 13, which ranks as the 7th most. But we also saw Drake May just get sacked 4 times, threw 2 picks, lost a fumble as well on Sunday against the Titans defense. May has been sacked multiple times in all but one of his games thanks to the Patriots, allowing the 3rd highest pressure rate allowed. This game also has the 2nd lowest over-under on the week. The Bears are actually 6.5 to 7 point favorites for this one, depending on where you look at this point of the week, which could mean more opportunities for sacks and turnovers if May is forced into a pass-heavy game script. And then on the other side of that, with the Patriots, the Pats defense has typically been a defense that we are targeting to put our players up against. But in this matchup going up against the Bears, they enter the streaming discussion. We're going to have to see if Caleb Williams is able to play in this one after suffering a garbage time ankle injury. Why he was still out there at that point is beyond me. But even if he is able to go, that's not going to keep me away from this matchup. Williams has taken multiple sacks in all but one game this year, including 3 or more sacks in 6 of his 8 starts. He's also given up at least 1 turnover in all but 2 games. If he's not able to go, we're going to get Tyson Bagent. He actually saw 4 starts last year. In those 4 starts, he took 4 sacks, had 6 turnovers, so we're not staying away from that. The Patriots have generated pressure at the 6th lowest rate so far this season. But on the other side of that, the Bears offensive line are allowing pressure at the 10th highest rate. New England has also registered multiple sacks and or a turnover in the majority of their games this year. So this could be a sneaky spot for the Pats. Moving on to the Falcons. The Falcons get a matchup against the Saints, who have allowed the 9th most points per game to opposing defenses. We'll obviously be without Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed in this one, so they're going to be shorthanded. This offense is going to have to go through Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill, which is obviously going to limit what that offense is able to do. Carr has taken 1 sack in every game he's played this year and has thrown 1 pick in 4 of his 7. And then lastly, 2 defenses that are like right around that 50% ownership mark are going to be the Bills. and the Eagles. The Bills are going to be road favorites against Indy on this one. Doesn't really matter to me who's a quarterback. We just saw Flacco really struggle against the Vikings defense on Sunday night. The Colts have 13 turnovers on the year, which is tied for the fifth most. We still have Monday Night Football to be played, but they're still going to be a top 10 unit in terms of that metric. The Bills have generated 14 turnovers, which ranks as the sixth most among defenses, and they're also allowing the fifth fewest percentage of drives to end in scores for opposing offenses. And then for the Eagles, they get a divisional matchup against the Cowboys, who have struggled all year long. Now they might be without Dak Prescott under center. He had a hamstring injury on Sunday. CeeDee Lamb banged up as well. Philly has actually generated the second fewest turnovers, but they're middle of the road in sacks and have allowed the fifth lowest yards per play. Over to the kicker streaming options for Week 10. Going to start off with Tyler Bass going up against Indy. In standard scoring for kickers, Bass has at least 7 fantasy points in 7 of 9 games, double-digit fantasy points in 4 games. The Colts have allowed 57% of red zone drives to end in a touchdown, which is 17th in the league, but they've allowed the 6th most field goals made. So this could be a spot where Bass is called upon more often. It's also a bonus here at this game being played indoors at Indy, so we don't have any weather to worry about. Another double up here in terms of options coming from the same game, Jason Sanders and Joshua Cardy with the Dolphins going up against the Rams. Both these kickers are widely available. We have a 50.5-point over-under for this game on Monday Night Football. Both these offenses are going to be able to move the ball. I lean Cardy here over Sanders just because we know the Dolphins tend to be a little bit more aggressive in going for it on fourth down, which could limit opportunities for Sanders. The Dolphins are tied for the 7th most fourth down attempts despite having the lowest conversion rate. So you can look at both of them. And lastly, Blake Groupie for the Saints. The Falcons are allowing the 2nd most fantasy points per game to opposing kickers. I have him lower on this list just because of the Saints offense being shorthanded. But then you could, on the other hand, argue this could be a better spot for Groupie, assuming that the Saints are able to move the ball, get past midfield, but then not be able to punch it in for scores. So this could put Groupie in a position where he is attempting more field goals than usual. But that is going to wrap it up. Like I said at the top of the video, any questions you have on kickers or defensive streaming options, go ahead and drop them in the comments below. Please be sure to like and subscribe, and we will talk to you soon.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.